Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide. Podcasting since 2005. Take it out. You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Back on the scene. With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go. You're now listening to Gamertag Radio episode 677. This is your host Danny. P and Paris are out for this week. We've been taking a short break here. And while you're listening to this, I'm in Dominican Republic right now. Recorded some content over there, which is coming soon here on Gamertag Radio. It's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned. So today's episode, this was recorded back in February on our 12th anniversary of Gamertag Radio. I was the keynote speaker at PodFest in Orlando, Florida. And I talked about why to us here in the Gamertag Radio team, the whole crew, why it's so important to us to engage with our community, why our community members are super important to us since day one. I talked about why I started, how I started with getting the word out about GTR back in the days, and also some personal stories from some of our listeners that have been sending voicemails, emails throughout the years. They are a huge supporter of GTR. So it's a lot of cool stories. And hopefully this inspire you to start engaging with your community if you ever plan to be a content creator and everything. So definitely going to play it right here, only on Gamertag Radio. We have never played this on a podcast. We only have a video version up on our Facebook page. So you could go over there at Gamertag Radio, just search, like it, join, and you can see the full version there too. All right, so check it out. This is the opening keynote from PodFest 2017. Check it out.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Danny, we met a few years back, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame of podcasting. And he was from Miami, and I was like, man, Florida podcaster, I've never heard of him. I got to meet him. And he's the greatest, most humble community builder out there. And I think a bunch of us all became really good friends, probably because we love like what we're doing here, communities. So there's a thread there. And we all became really close friends, Danny, myself, Neil, a whole bunch of us hanging out. And Danny put a lot of heart and soul into this. To tell you a little bit about his progress, he's one of the largest podcasters or most popular podcasters in the gaming niche. Now, I want you guys to understand this. Before podcasting, I didn't think you could do an audio podcast about gaming. There's also photography podcasts, like very popular, audio only. So it's true, podcasting just defies all boundaries. And I want to welcome a really humble leader of Gamertag Radio, Danny Pena. Danny, come on up. Gamer Tag Radio. Tomorrow is our 12th anniversary of our podcast. Woo! Super excited about that. So last year, I got to see this pic online, and this picture right here inspired me to talk about community. Every time I see this picture, it reminds me of Dave Jackson's cool podcast, where it was Dave, he's around somewhere.
Right.
Also, She Podcast, Elsie, everybody else. And I feel like community is super important to me. I don't see them as download numbers, I don't see them as like a marketing thing. And I'm gonna show you why it's super important to engage with the community. Back in the 1970s, hip hop just started, right, in New York City. They were not getting no love from the radio. The clubs even wasn't even playing hip hop at that time. But one thing that kept on going was the music and culture from the community in New York City, especially in the Bronx. So how they managed to get the music outside worldwide? And it was easy. The community used to do block parties in New York City, and they would record through cassette. They'll make copies, pass it around to their friends around the block, pass it around to the city of New York, and then eventually it'll go out of state, and then there was no internet. No internet at all. Now, for the gamers out there, do you remember this? Back in the 1980s? Somebody, one of your friends that was also a gamer, that told you about this. Again, there was a time there was no internet, it was just word of mouth. The community was the one that spread the word about that. But now I'm going to talk about my community, the Gamer Tag Radio community.
When I say Gamer Tag, you say radio. Gamer Tag Radio!
Super important to me, man, since day one. And how we managed to do that, it was spreading the word, passing out flyers. Because I've been doing this for so long, at that time, iTunes wasn't supporting podcasts. So I had to tell people, go directly to my website and stream it or download using your computer. Remember, there was also no smartphones, right? So I'll go to different stores in Miami, Florida, and I'll pass out flyers to everybody that's in line, lined up for like one of the games that's coming out at midnight. And I'll tell them, hey, can I interview? Yeah. And they get excited and spread the word to other people and everything, right? So here's a very short video of us at Best Buy. I think this is when Gears of War 2 came out back then at Best Buy. So we're last time floating in Belmont, sick. And just like, you know, people are coming in, getting their copies.
They're ready for the stampede.
They're coming right now, they're coming in. Jason, I interviewed him. He probably told a bunch of people, oh my God, they interviewed me. Gamer Tag Radio, check it out. But see, that's one thing. You can't wait for the community to find you. You gotta find them, right? So that's what I've been doing since day one. Now, you never know who's watching. You never know who's listening to your content. And can you believe 11 years ago, this video changed a lot of people's lives. And I'll tell you why in a few minutes. First of all, Microsoft invited me to go to Seattle to check out one of their games. I was there with a couple of friends, and there was maybe like two or three podcasters there, and they interviewed us, and this was
opportunity of bringing together a network of community members in the Xbox Live community who are pioneers. You know, some of them have their own websites, some of them are writers, journalists. We've got podcasters, and they're all inside, and we're going to go inside to talk to them and find out what it takes to build a community. Let's do it. So I'm here with Godfrey and Chris. Now, you guys both do podcasts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been doing it for like a year and a half. I'm from GamerTagRadio.com.
GamerTagRadio.com. And where are you from?
DreamStation.cc. And we've been doing the same. We've been doing about a year and five shows, give or take.
Yeah.
But they're two separate podcasts, right?
Two separate podcasts, but we're kind of attached to him because it's really going to be the indie podcast versus the IGNs and the one-ups. I mean, right. The corporately sponsored guys. Mm-hmm. So like us as indies, we're trying to get a community of the podcasters, share information, share interviews, pimp each other's sites on the podcast, on the website, pictures, and everything else.
And that was the cool thing about us. We will always help each other out. It wasn't even like competition, none of that. So then this video came out, and then Paris Liddy was at home browsing the web and got to see this video, and here what happened.
So 2005, 2006, I'm watching a video at home, and like he said, YouTube and all this stuff really didn't exist back then. And it was him and our other good friend Chris Palladino on this video at Microsoft for like Lord of the Rings or something. And I remember, I was like, wow. And I'd been listening to Gamertag Radio at this point, because he had just started it, you know, probably just hadn't even been out a year at this point. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. He got to go see this game at Microsoft. And I hit up my other friend that I would play video games with online. I'm like, man, I want to do that too.
So Paris hit me up. I helped him out to create his podcast at that time. And then we became close friends. And then years later, now he's part of GTR. So shout out to him. And also shout out to Harry from Podcast Junkies. Thanks for the audio. So that's the thing with me. I'm always trying my best to see how I can help others in any other way. You know, sometimes companies will invite me to check out their games early. They'll invite me to like their studio and so on. And I'll bring people with me. Hey, come. So you can meet the developers, get to play the game early and stuff. Or I invite my listeners. Like, let's say I'm in New York City, I'll invite them too to the studio so they can also get to see the game, give feedback to the developers, and so on. Or sometimes companies will hit me up and they will say, Danny, can you send me a list of influential bloggers or podcasters or YouTubers so they could also come to our studio, get to play the game, give us feedback, and so on. And I'll do that. Or if a company's on tour, different parts of the U.S., and they come to Miami, I invite everybody locally in Miami to also be part of that event. And that's the thing with me, I think that interaction face-to-face is more powerful than anything. Look, right here is a bunch of people here that came to PodFest. Last night was a beautiful thing too. And I love that. I think that to me is more important than just depending so much on like how many followers I have on Twitter, how many followers I have on Facebook, and so on. But that right there, getting a room full of people, that's tough. That's tough to make that happen. You know? So shout out to Chris for making it possible. So years ago, we had a party during Super Bowl weekend in Miami, Florida. And a bunch of my community members showed up. And I invited them to, let's go out and have some drinks and stuff. And I took my recorder with me and I asked them during our little meetup, right before our party. And I asked him, why you came down from Miami during Super Bowl weekend? And one of my community members said, had this to say.
Independent gaming community. History. No other website, even talking about games, no other website has done this. I mean, it was a risk from the start during the Super Bowl weekend. And to the fact that literally...
You doubted us.
I'm not on crap yet on this.
He doubted us, but he still showed up to our party, no matter what. And a lot of people that were lined up here did the same exact thing. So his name is Anton. He's one of our biggest listeners from way back. He is so much of a fan that he even got a haircut and put GTR at a party. Shout out to Anton. But the thing with him, he's a big fan of Madden. He loves Madden, he loves football. So EA Sports was sponsoring our event. And they were like, we'd like to surprise Anton with a ball signed by a bunch of NFL players. Don't tell him we're gonna do this at the party, and plus we're gonna announce our community program at your party. I was like, all right. So check out Anton's reaction when he got the ball as a surprise.
Here is, we were at Madden Bowl on Thursday.
Yeah.
We want to let you guys know that we're running a program here. We have to get together and sign a ball officially for Anton. So
today, EA Sports announced me as the Game Changer of the Month, and I received the autographed football from the Madden Bowl. I'm really excited about this. I'm overwhelmed at the opportunity that I have to be part of the Game Changers. I work really hard to be closely involved with the community.
That's awesome. You gotta give it back. I love you, man. You never gonna forget that, ever. Never forget that. And I was happy that we managed to
to do that during our party. And that's what I do. Every time we have a party or meet up or something, I always give thanks to our listeners, no matter what. We had one of our parties in New York City. That was our first time having an event over there. And our party thing started like around 7 p.m. and there was someone there at the party, outside, since 11 o'clock in the morning waiting for us. So I went outside, minutes before we opened the door, I went outside and I gave him a game and I said thank you to him. Never gonna forget that either. Or when we were in our burger, I tweet about, hey, we're eating with my crew and everything. A listener also hits us up. Hey, can I join you guys? I'm like right next, like close to the area. I'm like, yeah, come. And he got to hang out with us. And a couple of years ago, I interviewed the head of Xbox, Phil Spencer, and I asked him, why community is so important for your company?
Feedback with a bad feedback, I don't want to filter it so I just hear what I want to hear, then you're not really in touch with people. So I agree with you. I think the community stuff is more and more important. And now, I mean, we've had the internet for a while, but there are just so many ways for us to reach both directions, for consumers and fans to reach us and vice versa. I think we've got to take advantage of that.
If companies like Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, a bunch of other companies are taking advantage of that, engaging with the community, why us as content creators, podcasters, YouTubers, why are we not doing that either? Like, I feel like we're depending so much on the whole marketing side and the numbers and everything, but I think engagement is super important. I think that will help your content to get the word out. We also have this segment on our show called Fan Mails. We get a lot of emails, a lot of voicemails from listeners everywhere. So I'm about to show you a couple right here. This one, my co-host, Peter, he read this email on our show.
Yeah. I got an email from Lionel, aka Legendary Law. What's up, Gamertag Radio? My name is Lionel, huge fan of the podcast. Love the job you guys have done, especially when you discuss the necessary issues of the Xbox One. But I'm emailing you to inform you the impact your podcast has on people. I'm a caseworker with the state of Florida, and I have a foster child on my caseload who has ambitions of becoming a gaming developer. Recently, I introduced her to your podcast, and her reaction to listening to you guys was quite inspirational. She has no idea that there were podcasts dedicated to gamers or people such as herself. The simple joy you brought to her in an hour podcast really uplifted her and gave her the drive to really pursue her dreams. She's been through a lot in her life, but that 1 hour podcast shows how much of an impact you can have on a person in such a short amount of time. Again, huge thanks to the job you guys do. Whether you guys know it or not, you have really made a difference.
So a couple months after that, he emailed us again and told her that she passed away. And but one of the last things he was saying to me that she was super excited, super happy that we talked about her on our podcast. So you never know who's listening to your content or the people that you're changing probably people's lives out there, you know? Here's another story. This is from a listener, her name is Faye. She posted on Facebook, oh, it's my birthday party, New York City, come, you know. So I was in New York visiting my family, and I told the crew, man, should I just show up at the party and surprise her? And Peter in Paris was like, hell yeah, man, do it, go. I'm like, all right, Paris, I want you to record a video and say happy birthday to Faye, so when I get to the club, I'll show it to her as a surprise. So I showed up, she freaked out, oh my God! And I showed this video of Paris saying happy birthday.
Hey Faye, it's Paris from Gamertag Radio. I saw on Instagram that it's your birthday, and I know Danny's showing up to your birthday today, so surprise. But now it's not a surprise because you're watching this. So hey, happy birthday. Hope you have a good one. Keep listening to the show. We love it having fans like you, listeners like you. Have a good one. Happy birthday.
I love him. Another listener, her name is Karina from all the way from Norway. She found out that we're about to hit 500th episode now, and she was like, Danny, can I send you a package as a surprise? I'm like, yeah, man, go for it. So she sent me the package. I opened it up. There was chocolate from Norway, delicious, by the way. Also, a token and a flash drive. The token, she said, if we ever visit Norway, she wanted us to check out her favorite arcade spot locally, her area. So I kept that. Still to this day, I still have it. And the flash drive, she recorded a voice message for our show. She could easily record and send it through email, but no, she wanted to make it in a special way through this package. So here's the voicemail.
Hi guys, Karina here. Congratulations on your 500th episode. Thank you for making us feel like we've been a part of this for a long time. The way you address the fans and the chemistry you guys got together is really, really great, and it makes it the best podcast out there. You make us laugh out loud on the bus to work, which is really embarrassing, and we discuss with our phones and our radios during each episode. And the way you keep in contact with the fans through Twitter and all the other social media, we give you a lot of loyal fans. And that's so important to us and to you as podcasters.
It's important to her and my community. That's why I always do that. Always do that, no matter what. Say thanks, talk to them, communicate with them, engage with them, and so on. But let's go worldwide. We have a voicemail here from Italy.
What is up, guys? This is Gianvito Toscano from Milan, Italy. Big fan of the show. I just want to thank you guys for all the entertainment you provide us every week. I always listen to the show while driving to work. It's really interesting and really fun. And thank you guys for everything you do.
Let's go to another one, Australia.
Yo, what up, Game Tag Radio? This is Paddy from Adelaide, South Australia. I'm a long time listener, second time caller now.
Long time listener, second time caller. People are shy sometimes, so you gotta give it time. Gotta give it time. United Kingdom.
Hi guys, Jim Wilson here from the UK. I'm on the Xbox Game Tag Dingo Steel. Been listening to your show for 3 or 4 years. Love what you do. Just finished listening to episode 561. Love to Danny, hope everything's okay at home, mate.
So, a lot of our listeners was contacting me and my crew. Last year, two of my grandmothers passed away, so I had to like stay away from the podcast for a little bit, had to travel and stuff. But a lot of the listeners are hitting me up, checking on me to see if everything was okay. Like, they feel like they're part of the family. And that's cool, getting that support from them, you know. Alright, this is another one from actually 2 weeks ago, all the way from Germany.
This all leads me to why I raise my voice here at GTR. Just because all my life I live through diversity. Diverse people, diverse languages, diverse countries, diverse opinions. And maybe for you and the listeners, most important, diverse PC and console platforms. And always felt that this enriched my life so much more. In this regard, let me call upon all you listeners to never forget that through the passion for video gaming and the power of the internet, we should celebrate. We should unite also our passion for diversity. Having chosen you, as I deeply respect your broader perspective on video gaming and beyond.
Sometimes I get so many cool messages. I get goosebumps right before we record the show and everything. So that's pretty cool. Shout out to TJ. And there's another one here from the US.
I just want to thank you guys for being very consistent with the podcast, bringing great content to the listeners, you know, always taking our questions, always, you know, just showing a personal interest in wanting to interact with your audience. So many podcasts don't necessarily do that, especially when they get to y'all level.
I love that. Love that. Here's another one. This is going to be my last voicemail right here. But see these pictures right here? Every time I go to a different city, I talk about it on our podcast before I go over there, and I hang out with our community no matter where. One podcast movement in Chicago, or when I got inducted to Hall of Fame, I took my listeners with me, went to the red carpet, and I say thank you to them first when I got my award and everything. And so on. So I'm going to show you, I'm going to play this last voicemail. He's from Mitty, he's very shy.
Starfleet Gamer Tag Radio crew, this is Billy, M-I-D-I. You might know me from some of my Twitter posts, which are sometimes a little bit awkward. I've never called before. I'm a little kind of shy about that kind of thing, but I wanted to call and personally say congratulations to you guys. I remember listening to you for the first time right before E3 of 2013. I was looking for unbiased video gaming news from some people who knew what they were talking about. And I went to TuneIn on my phone, TuneIn Radio, scanned through numerous podcasts. I had never heard of Game Attack Radio before. Stopped at DTR and took a listen. And from the minute I heard you guys, the first thing that struck me was how knowledgeable you were. And the second thing was that the passion, that you were doing what you wanted to do and having a good time doing it. Garfield making it to the Hall of Fame is huge, but being on Spotify is huge as well. Congrats all around to all of y'all. Keep up the hard work, guys, and you're an inspiration to a lot of people.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the last video right here. This is from my cousin, Lee Luna. This is from his graduation speech from 1995. And everything that I talked about tonight, I'm going to end it with this.
See, I truly believe we can change the world. You might say, you're crazy, you can't change the world. Then we can change our country. But that's almost impossible. You can't change your country. Then we can change our state. You can't change your state. Then we can change our city. There's no way you can change your city. Then we can change our community. You can't change your community, you're crazy. Then we can change our family. No, you all might say you can't change your family. So then we must change ourselves. Because if we can change ourselves, we can change our family. If we can change our family, we can change our community. If we can change our community, we can change our city. If we can change our city, we can change the state. If we can change our state, we can change the country. And if we can change the country, we can change the world.
You've been doing this now how many years?
12.
And your anniversary is sometime around here?
Yes.
When is it?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's his 12-year anniversary podcast. So the ironic thing about podcasting, it hasn't been around that long, so he's like the OG. Seriously, you were around 12. He was around before the podcast.
Yes.
Like iTunes even created that. He had to do like what they called internet radio at the time.
Yeah, in 2001 I had a show, internet radio, back in the days. It was his team modem.
So him and a handful of other, literally, Danny and like maybe 100 or 200 people around the world were the pioneers. So make sure to thank him, because if he didn't lay down the tracks and kind of prove the model, we wouldn't all be here. So thank you, Danny. We appreciate it.
Back on the scene.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
But now let's talk about our sponsor, Western Digital. With WD, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a WD solid-state drive to your PC, you get a blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable WD hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcast, and more all in a single place. And here you go, GTR listeners. This is for you. And for a limited time, yes, right, limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners can get 20% off WD SSDs with coupon code WDGTR. That's WDGTR
GTR. Find out more at WD.com/GTR. And that's one thing that I love about this, because this is a limited time offer. You know, shout out to Western Digital. They hooked us up for our, you know, GTR listeners. And a lot of our listeners have been hitting us up through Facebook, through Discord, even through Twitter, saying that they took advantage of this promo code and they bought their solid state drive, you know, for their PC and stuff. So take advantage of this, guys. This is limited time. First come, first serve. Just take advantage of this. And, you know, P and Paris, they've been loving this, you know, especially now that Paris, you know, been working a lot of the videos. By the way, go to his YouTube channel. He's been posting a lot of videos lately. He's been working on that. And, you know, those takes a lot of space, man, when you do a lot of, you know, video editing and stuff. And especially if it's 4K and also all these games that, you know, P and him been downloading through Steam. So take advantage of this. It's limited time. Once again, is coupon code is WDGTR. That's WDGTR. And find out more. Go to WD.com/GTR. All right. So we're back here. Gamer Tag Radio. Hopefully you guys enjoy my keynote. It was a lot of fun. A lot of people were there too. And I also invited some of our committee members that were either close to the Orlando area or they flew in to Orlando to be part of this event, and it's awesome. That night also they had a screening of The Messengers, a podcast documentary in Orlando. So yeah, just want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Gamer Tag Radio. We're going to be back pretty soon. Brand new roundtable discussion. The whole crew is going to be together, and I'm also going to be releasing a brand new episode all the way live from Dominican Republic. So stay tuned only here on Gamer Tag Radio. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.